It may be winter in this country, but in Antarctica, it's summer. And that means the busy season for more than 1,500 American scientists living on Earth's coldest continent. One sound they look forward to is this. It's the sound of a U.S. Coast Guard icebreaker smashing a path through sea ice more than 5 feet thick. That sound was recorded by the National Science Foundation, which depends on these ships to open supply lines to bases in Antarctica. The cargo ship American Tern just got through this week, but an unusual buildup of ice and the breakdown of one U.S. icebreaker has complicated the resupply effort. NPR's David Malikoff reports.
It's never easy getting fuel, food, or even DVDs to the main U.S. research base at McMurdo Sound. A cargo ship and an oil tanker make the months-long voyage just once a year. And when they arrive at the frozen sea, they can't get through without help from one of the Coast Guard's massive red icebreakers.
They turn big pieces of ice into little pieces of ice, and they're very good at it.
That's Brian Stone. He's a top logistics officer at the McMurdo base.
We bring in probably 2 to 3 million pounds of cargo by air, but in a one-week span, we'll bring in about 40 million pounds of cargo on the ship. So icebreakers are very critical to us because they allow us to bring the ships in so that we can conduct our research.
Usually, it takes just one icebreaker to carve a path to McMurdo, but in recent years, it's taken two. In part, that's because huge icebergs are trapping ice in McMurdo Sound. So where the icebreakers once had to cut through 20 or 30 miles of ice, now they have to get through 80. Last year, the Science Foundation needed both of the Coast Guard's biggest icebreakers, the sister ships Polar Star and Polar Sea, to keep the long channel open. But battling the ice, sometimes even using their propellers to carve it up like an ice maker, was very hard on the 30-year-old vessels. Commander Tom Woyan was aboard the Polar Sea and now leads the Guard's icebreaking program.
Everything shakes, everything is moving, the whole ship just shudders throughout the whole operation. And to see these pieces of ice come out behind the ship, and then you look at it and you see all the grooves in it, and you kind of say to yourself, you know, how can the ship keep doing that? But it does.
In fact, the Polar Sea ultimately lost the ice battle. It is now out of commission indefinitely. So this year, the Science Foundation asked the Russian government for help. It sent the icebreaker Krasin from Vladivostok to help keep the supply lines open. The rental is costing the United States about $5 million, and the Science Foundation's Brian Stone says the two ships have been a great team.
The Polar Star has been concentrating on part of the channel, and the Krasin has been concentrating on the other part of the channel, and then they were able to work together very closely when they escorted the ship through, so it's worked out very well for us.
And Stone says McMurdo scientists were delighted to see the icebreakers arrive.
You've got to remember that the ocean is frozen in front of the station, and when you're here long enough, you start to think of that as just sort of an extension of the land here. And it's always a very interesting event when right around New Year's, the breaker comes in, and all of a sudden, this area that you've been used to looking at has a big red boat right in the middle of it.
The question now is how much longer can polar scientists count on the aging American icebreakers? The U.S. polar fleet has shrunk from 8 vessels at the height of the Cold War to just 2 in the Southern Ocean today. And the Coast Guard isn't sure that the Polar Sea will even return to service. It could cost hundreds of millions of dollars to repair it. Some members of Congress are worried about ice breaking, too. They've asked the National Academy of Sciences to study the issue. Their report is due next year. David Malikoff, NPR News.